Well, we've had a great opportunity to partner with the diesel sellers. A lot of people are familiar with them and their Discovery Channel show, and we've got a partnership with them. They really like biodiesel. They think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. We're partnering with them to get the word out about, you know, biodiesel, B20, coming here, you know, the 1st of May next year. So trying to create excitement and people getting ready just to be a good thing happen.
Mike, talk about your resume with biodiesel. Goes many years back into the early 2000s, Mike?
Right. You know, we actually started our effort here in 1999. Started small. People remember a 2% biodiesel blend. And we've continued to work with, you know, the legislators and fuel industry, you know, a lot of people to move the up to, you know, we've been on B10 during the summer for 4 summers now. Things are great, and, you know, the move comes to B20 this next May. So we're all excited about it.
As far as education, are we there yet with some of the consumers, or are there still a few myths kind of floating around?
Well, there's always myths going to float around with everything these days, apparently. You can, you know, Google something and get 16 opinions on the same topic. But I think for the consuming public, you know, since a lot of them don't drive, you know, diesel vehicles, you know, we have something to do. And more offers out there now coming, but, you know, for transportation and agriculture fuels, you know, the consumer sees it from the clean air benefits side of it. The more biodiesel we use, the less pollutants we're putting into the atmosphere, so they should be supportive of, you know, from that point of view. From the agriculture side, it's value add, so it's a big plus across the board.
And a lot of folks wondering when this truck is going to be unveiled. What, possibly a commodity classic?
We're the diesel sellers were here yesterday, and I talked to Dave Sparks, and he goes, we will have it ready, and it will be in Anaheim when you're ready.
I don't think you could find a better match for a group of guys who seems like they've gotten educated themselves on agriculture, right?
Right. Some of them have grown up a little bit around agriculture while they were out in Utah, but you know, they've been excited to come and learn, you know, up here how, you know, biodiesel is, you know, grown, you know, soybeans grow and how you process it. And they have, you know, they've really done a good job of educating themselves, and they see it as an absolute positive.